Now, could Mortimer believe this? Murmured Eugene, still remaining after a while, where she had left him. Can I even believe it myself? He referred to the circumstances, that there were tears upon his hand as he stood covering his eyes. A most ridiculous position, this to be found in, was his next thought. And his neck struck its root in the little rising resentment against the cause of the tears. Yet I have gained a wonderful power over her too. Let her be as much in earnest as she will. The reflection brought back the yielding of her face and form as she had drooped under his gaze. Contemplating the reproduction, he seemed to see for the second time, in the appeal and in the confession of weakness, a little fear. And she loves me, and so earnest a character must be very earnest in that passion. She cannot choose for herself to be strong in this fancy, wavering in that and weak in another. She must go through with her nature, as I must go through with mine. If mine acts and exacts its pains and penalties all around, so must hers, I suppose. Pursuing the inquiry into his own nature, he thought, now if I married her, if, outfacing the absurdity of the situation in correspondence with MRF, I astonish MRF to the utmost extent of his respected powers by informing him that I had married her, how would MRF reason with the legal mind? You wouldn't marry for some money and some station because you were frightfully likely to become bored. Are you less frightfully likely to become bored marrying for no money and no station? Are you sure of yourself? Legal mind, in spite of forensic protestations, must secretly admit good reasoning on the part of MRF, not sure of myself. In the act of calling this tone of levity to his aid, he felt it to be profligate and worthless and asserted her against it. And yet, Eugene said, I should like to see the fellow Mortimer accepted, who would undertake to tell me that this was not real sentiment on my part. Won out of me by her beauty and her worth, in spite of myself, and that would not be true to her.